This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Josh Call was sworn in as Wisconsin's new attorney general on Monday. In the coming days, he'll be getting the lay of the land in his new position and also dealing with the ramifications of the Wisconsin legislature's extraordinary lame duck session.
Republican lawmakers stripped powers from Governor Tony Evers and also from Call as attorney general, including by giving lawmakers power over spending settlement money and over withdrawing from lawsuits challenging federal policy.
Ahead of his inauguration, Call spoke to WUWM's Mayon Silver about the extraordinary session and about his initial goals going forward.
So my top priority as Attorney General is going to be working on public safety. There are some really important public safety issues where I think there's significant progress to be made. One of them is our opioid epidemic. The number of opioid-related overdose deaths went up in 2017 compared to the prior year. And we need to start responding to that epidemic like the crisis it is. And so I'm hoping to work with the legislature to keep working to expand access to substance abuse treatment. I'm looking forward to working to ensure that pharmaceutical companies are held accountable for their role in the epidemic. And I also think we need to ensure that our enforcement efforts are targeting large-scale drug traffickers. But I also think there are other really important public safety issues where we need to make progress, including making our schools safer. I'd like to see Wisconsin enact a red flag law, universal background checks, and I think we need long-term funding for mental health programs in schools. And then when it comes to Wisconsin's backlog of untested rape kits, now that kits have been tested, we need to ensure that where there is a DNA match, that those cases are fully and thoroughly investigated. And I hope to work with the legislature to pass legislation that will prevent there from being another backlog of untested rape kits in the state.
Do you think that any of those priorities, you know, that you won't be able to work on them in the same way given the, what happened in the lame duck session?
One of the things that happened as a result of the lame duck session is that some resources have been taken away from the Department of Justice. I'm hoping that the legislature restores those resources in the upcoming budget. But my approach is going to be to reach out to members of the legislature. I think there is a lot of room to work across the aisle on some of these important public safety issues. And so I'm hoping that we'll be able to work together to make progress on behalf of Wisconsinites.
What do you see as the biggest obstacle with the lame duck session? I mean, there were many components. One of them was that they made lawmakers in charge of the litigation that Wisconsin can go into. How will that affect your strategy going forward on those types of cases?
Yeah, so one problem, as I mentioned, is the resources being taken away from the Department of Justice, which, you know, I think is not in the interest of public safety. But also some of the changes that the legislature has made will make the process of resolving cases more difficult than it had been. And so I think it's going to slow the process down and make our process less efficient. And then on, you know, there is virtually certain to be litigation relating to this extraordinary session. And what that's going to mean is that we're going to have to devote time and resources to litigation over the authority of the Attorney General's office and the governor's office, instead of being able to focus completely on working to address the problems that face Wisconsinites, which is where our focus should be.
So in layman's terms, for people who may not know what the DOJ does every day, what are some of these resources? Like, what is going to be the concrete effect of the lame duck session on the day-to-day function of the DOJ?
One of the changes that the legislature made was that it eliminated the office of the Solicitor General. It took away four lawyer positions at the Department of Justice. And that office has worked on some high-profile cases, including cases that went before the U.S. Supreme Court. And I actually would have sought to reduce the size of that office myself. But, you know, other lawyers will now need to be replacing the work that office would have done. That's just one example. But DOJ plays a really important role on public safety issues. It oversees training and standards for law enforcement around the state. It handles criminal appeals. It runs the Office of Crime Victim Services, the Office of School Safety, and there's a Division of Criminal Investigation at the Department of Justice. So it plays an important role in public safety. It also enforces environmental and consumer protection laws. So it's an agency with some really important functions, and I don't think taking resources away from it is in the public's interest.
And the resources that you're specifically talking about are the Solicitor General's office. Anything else?
That's one area. There's also been a change to certain appropriations. They've been changed from continuing appropriations to annual appropriations. And the effect of that will likely be some reduction in resources for the department. And then the way that settlement funds are handled has been changed so that money is going to be going to the general fund rather than to the Department of Justice. So what I'm hoping is that we'll be able to work with the legislature either to reverse some of those changes or to ensure that additional funding is provided to make up for the funding that's been lost as a result of these changes.
So that means, like, if Wisconsin wins a lawsuit and ends up getting money, instead of the DOJ or you as Attorney General deciding how to spend the money, the legislature will decide how to spend the money?
Generally speaking, that's right, yes.
So one of the things that the department is able to do has been, historically, has been able to decide what sort of federal litigation to get into. And you ran on the position of withdrawing from the lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act. That lawsuit has been decided. So what will Wisconsin's involvement be in the federal appellate courts if a challenge is brought?
So what the legislature has done, one of the things it's done with the extraordinary session legislation is it has moved power from the governor to authorize the withdrawal of Wisconsin from a lawsuit challenging a policy of the federal government. It's moved that power to the legislature and specifically to the Joint Finance Committee in the legislature. And so what that means now is that Wisconsin, to withdraw from a lawsuit, the AG would need to get approval from that committee under the extraordinary session law. As you mentioned, one of the issues that both Governor-elect Evers and I campaigned on was withdrawing Wisconsin from that lawsuit. And so the result of this has been to make it so that Governor Evers is unable to fulfill that campaign promise. Now, instead, it's the Joint Finance Committee that will decide whether the state of Wisconsin withdraws from the suit. And so going forward, the process will be that committee gets to decide whether DOJ withdraws. Now, in terms of that suit, what's happened is that the district court has issued a ruling finding that the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional, but that decision has been stayed, which means it's not going to go into effect yet, pending appeal. So the next stage in that case will be an appeal. And how Wisconsin handles that will depend on what happens going forward, between the AG's office and the Joint Finance Committee.
Well, the other thing is, in the extraordinary session, they did not pass a law covering people with pre-existing conditions in the state of Wisconsin. What are the steps forward on that aspect of covering Wisconsinites with pre-existing conditions if the Affordable Care Act is deemed unconstitutional ultimately?
Yeah, you're right about that. So one of the implications of this lawsuit, if it's successful, the lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act, is that the guarantee that people with pre-existing conditions won't be discriminated against would be eliminated, although that's not the only effect. The suit, if it's successful, would also eliminate the requirement that insurance companies provide coverage to young adults, allow them to stay on their parents' coverage until they're 26. And so if the Affordable Care Act is struck down, those provisions will be eliminated along with other protections. So for Wisconsin to provide protection, if it wants to provide protection for people with a pre-existing condition, and I certainly hope that our legislature does, it's going to need to pass legislation that does provide those protections.
And do you see that the Attorney General has a role in getting that sort of legislation off the ground?
I think the Attorney General's role is to talk about what's going to happen if this lawsuit is successful, what the implications are. You know, I think it is in the interest of the state to have protection for Wisconsinites with a pre-existing condition for a lot of reasons. It's just the right thing to do. And so I'm hopeful that the legislature will pass those protections. But, ultimately, that's going to be a decision that the legislature makes in the upcoming session.
Do you see optimism given the fact that they weren't able to do it in the extraordinary session?
I'm hopeful that the legislature will be able to pass something, and I'm hopeful that what is passed will have the same kind of strong protections that the Affordable Care Act has. And so, you know, we'll see. I'm hopeful that members of the legislature will be able to work together and work across the aisle to get something enacted.
Do you foresee being able to work with the legislature, even given the fact that they went into this extraordinary session and essentially stripped powers from the incoming attorney general, yourself, and the incoming governor?
I do. I intend to reach out and work with legislators of either party on issues where we have agreement. And I think there are issues where we can work together and where there's significant agreement, including some issues related to public safety. So I'm hoping to move forward and to get as much progress made as we can for Wisconsinites.
You have said in the past that you believe in defending state law if there is a colorable basis for it. Do you anticipate defending the laws that were passed in the extraordinary session?
I'm not going to comment on the position that the Department of Justice will take in that litigation until I'm in office as Attorney General and I'm able to work with the attorneys at the Department of Justice on these issues. But I think it's clear that there are issues that this legislation raises that present significant constitutional issues. You know, our Constitution is structured so that powers are separated. There's a separation of powers between the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. And resolution of a lawsuit is, an action that seems to be a fairly classic executive branch function. But the legislature has given itself control over that function as a result of this legislation. So there are some potentially significant challenges that can be brought, and we'll address that once I'm in office as Attorney General.
And then a few of the other things that were addressed in the extraordinary session, early voting was limited. Do you anticipate that is something that the Attorney General's office would get involved with?
So there's an ongoing suit related to that issue, and that is one that I'm going to be recused from as Attorney General because of my work in connection with that case as an attorney in private practice. And so I will personally be recused from that, and so that decision will ultimately not be that case won't be handled by me. It will be handled by others in the Department of Justice.
And then there was also legislation that had to do with making it easier for essentially lawmakers to have an intervener status or to be able to intervene in litigation that the Attorney General's office is being involved. If I am not mistaken, there was intervener status before for various parties. How has the extraordinary session changed that? Has it made anything much different?
So previously, the legislature, to intervene in a case, would have to file a motion with a court seeking to intervene. And what this legislation does is it gives both the Assembly and the Senate and then certain committees a right to intervene. In federal court, ultimately, it would be up to the federal courts to decide whether to allow that intervention regardless. But in state courts, this would give those different committees and the houses of the legislature a right to intervene. But you're right. Before, the legislature or members of the legislature or committees could have sought to intervene in cases. And so what this does is it gives them a right in state courts. And what that means is that there's going to be, assuming that this right is used, there's going to be more money spent by the state on lawyers in these cases, where we will have both lawyers for the Department of Justice and also lawyers on behalf of the legislature who are both involved in these cases. It's going to make the process.
So in a nutshell, given the extraordinary session, will your approach be different going into the next few months of 2019?
The approach that I'm going to take in terms of addressing issues and doing what we can to make progress is going to be exactly the same. I'm going to work where I can across the aisle, work with the legislature to try to enact legislation that's going to be helpful for Wisconsinites, and the Department of Justice will fairly and even-handedly be enforcing our laws. But one of the products of this is that there are new complications. Just settling certain lawsuits is going to be more difficult. There's likely to be litigation. So what this is going to mean is that there's going to be some diversion of resources that I think is unnecessary and unfortunate, but that is going to be a byproduct of this legislation.
Thank you so much, Josh Call.
Thank you.
Josh Call took office yesterday as Wisconsin's new attorney general. He spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver, and you can read more about him at WUWM.com.